And fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live, upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left. And then Listen Online, you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. So go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great animal stories, videos, and all that good stuff. So, whew. All right, well, we've made it through two episodes of Love Train and got our exercise in and everything's good. And we've got almost an hour to go and we have room for your phone calls. And if you would like to get in the queue, all you got to do is pick up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one, 888-298-5569. All righty. I think we are good to go and to the phones. Remember, if you are just joining us, it is BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. That means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And kind of the way it works, you call in, Dr. Nels tunes into the animals and balances them, and Linda tunes into you and balances you. And I guess we'll get to see how it works. We still have Jasmine on the line? All righty, we're heading over to Seattle. I'm returning because I was just there. And welcome Jasmine to Animal World. Good morning, Jasmine. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm pretty good.
All right. Thank you for joining us. And I sort of filled everybody in kind of that, you and I were working together yesterday and with your little chihuahuas. Melvin is the male, and he's about 10. That's right?
Yep.
And then we've got Donut, who's the newer model. She came in, I think, October or so of last year, and she's a female chihuahua Chiweenie mix. And we had, serious barking and aggression issues and so forth. And we got lots of stuff, a lot of impulse control under, started yesterday and had a great walk around the community and so forth. But, they are in chihuahua suits and they're both rescues and both have a lot, fear stuff, and I felt it would be really beneficial for both of them, especially for the newer one, Donut, who's got the aggressive component, that we get them at least tuned up, make sure their nervous systems aren't stuck. And then, these are Jasmine's kids, and they're very bonded, and I know, Jasmine's got a real emotional hook with this, too. Because I think it was kind of overwhelming a little bit for you, Jasmine, wasn't it, yesterday when we got outside and had everybody under control?
Yeah, I still felt a lot of anxiety anytime someone comes close to them.
Yeah, so we've got kind of, a similar pattern that most of the people I work with have. And that's, when you have dogs that are reactive and go after stuff, well, you tend to anticipate that just like they do. And when you see something around, then all your anxiety buttons go off. So that's what we want to kind of get a start on working on here today. So, Nels, you're already going on somebody. So who did you tune into first?
I got tuned in and checked to see who would be first, and it's Donut.
Okay, so you're working on Donut first.
Yeah. So, I would say kind of as expected, really. But, Donut needs a good, thorough tune-up, so I've
got you're working on her.
Fight or flight points in hand and getting it going here.
Okay, and so you'll continue to work on Donut and then tune in to Melvin.
I also found that while I'm doing this, I'm going to be focusing on the word peace. That she seems to really need that vibration.
Oh, so Donut needs peace.
Right.
That's interesting.
So I'm going to be, you might say, helping to input that vibration into her field while we're doing the rest of this connection.
All right. And now, Jasmine, are you okay if Linda works with you a little bit?
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Because we'll see if we can't take that emotional hook, and release that stuff for you. So, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you for the moment just to think the sky is blue. It's just a place to put our minds to keep it in neutral. The sky is blue.
Okay.
Of course, my mind says not today. The sky is blue.
And what I'm going to invite you to do is think about the one thing in your life that has you the most concerned. It may not have anything to do with the dogs, but whatever it is, bring to mind, and you don't need to say anything about it, just bring into your mind the thing that has you most concerned right now.
Thinking about what has you most concerned.
Okay,
and then just add to that, noticing how you feel as you think about that. And then setting all of that aside for the moment, putting your thoughts on the feeling of grief.
Okay.
And then we're going to replace grief with the feeling of cherish. Cherish.
Cherish. Okay.
Cherish and the number two are the two things to just hold in your mind, the feeling of cherish. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And your breathing is going to be to take a deep breath in and then exhale and keep your breath held out just as long as it's comfortable. As soon as you need to let that breath back in, just do it. And just keep repeating that, exhaling and then letting the breath back in, exhaling, letting the breath back in. As you think, cherish, two closed eyes are looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Jasmine, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're taking a deep breath in, completely letting it out, and holding it out as long as you comfortably can, replacing and letting it out again when you need to. And you're thinking, cherish, and the number two. Cherish, and the number two. Nils continues to work.
All right, Jasmine, go ahead and breathe normally and just release all the stuff you were thinking about. And with your eyes open, just tip your head down, tucking the chin, just looking toward the floor and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing back into your mind that thing that most concerned you and noticing how you feel as you think about it.
Okay.
Okay, and that is complete. I'm going to have you return to thinking the sky is blue, just relaxing, breathing normally. Okay, yep. You are balanced, and I am going to offer you the affirmation, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. Now, when you do these affirmations, we've learned from Linda in the past, the wording is important. So you want to say the affirmations exactly as she gives them to you. So I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. And then, Linda, how would Jasmine use this affirmation?
Yeah, so Jasmine, some people enjoy saying these affirmations out loud frequently. They're the most effective if we do them closest to when you've just done the balancing. So doing that a lot today, thinking this affirmation or saying it, writing it down on a post-it so you can just find your eyes falling on it. And if you start to feel some kind of emotional shift into something where, you know, you'd rather not go, just acknowledge, oh, I'm feeling this feeling, and now I'm going to just put my attention on this affirmation. And it's really there to keep the balance that you have achieved for yourself in this release.
Wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. Now, I was thinking, Linda, you tell me how you feel, that since Jasmine, you know, Melvin has been with her for many, many years, and this has been going on for a very, very long time. And then, of course, Donut came into the package and things just amplified. Jasmine had, you know, the real emotional hook with this. And, of course, you know, the anxiety when we got around anything. Obviously, you know, you've been balanced today. I thought it might be a good idea for her to call you after today. And do another session, maybe, you know, do a free introductory session with you so you can do a longer session and to help her stay more balanced when she's out with the dogs. Does that sound like a reasonable thing?
Oh, I think it'd be really great. And Jasmine, you can feel free to do that. We set it on a schedule, you know, time when it works for you. And it's completely your choice. It's just a longer period of time and we get to work a little more than we can on the radio. So I'd welcome your call.
Yeah, and you can go and see Linda at her office, or she can do it remotely with you, you know, just like radio. I was out of Linda's cards yesterday, as you know. I left you Nell's cards, and I wrote Linda's phone number on the card. So you've still got that, right?
Yep.
Okay. For anybody else who's out there, contact information, you reach Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link. Linda, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, and you call her or text her for a free introductory session. And the number to call or text, 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. So, Dr. Nels, you worked on Donut. Melvin. Any?
I didn't find anything right now for Melvin.
Okay, so Melvin's pretty good.
Huh? Yeah, so we're gonna leave Melvin alone for now.
All right.
Donut was one requiring a lot of attention. So.
Yeah, I actually yesterday... I was kind of surprised when I met Melvin, because Melvin's a great little dog. I really, really liked him. I mean, not that I don't like Donut, it's just Donut doesn't like anybody yet. But, I mean, we got along pretty well by the time we were done. But that little Melvin, he shaped up right away, and, you know, he's just one of those adorably cute dogs. And I had the sense that he was more stable than I had expected him to be. And so that's a good answer for me, because you said you didn't find anything you needed to balance, because I felt he was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jasmine, anything else you want to know from Dr. Nels or from Linda or from me?
No, I think that's everything.
Okay. And you're good on your instructions and getting them out today and around the complex so you can be practicing and take advantage of the energy we started yesterday, right?
Yep.
Okie dokie. And you know how to reach me. I want to report. Know how you're doing.
Okay.
But keep up the good work with those dogs. And say hi to Melvin and Donut for Aunt Martha. Hi, Melvin and Donut from Aunt Martha. Cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks, sir. Thanks for being here, Jasmine. And I'll look forward to hearing from you off the air on how the kids are doing. All righty.
Yeah,
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, so we have open phone lines, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers right now to stay on schedule, and then nobody calls in. Gosh, I might get current events in. I didn't even get to it last week, I don't think. But anyway, we'll do advertisers and current events, and pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And boy, they've got their website set up really nice now, and you can see all the products and order them easily. NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And, you know, you'll find some of their products at pet stores. Bridges up in Snohomish, where I shop, has the NuPro dog supplement and on the shelf. So you can find it, but you can also order it online if you need to. And then, of course, we've got Natasha Venter, Angelic. Clarifications.com. She's a medium, communicator, and personal awareness coach. She does great private readings and very reasonably priced. And all you got to do is contact her through the website, angelicclarifications.com, or you can pick up your phone and give her a call. Her number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Now, next week is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's, you know, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Animal Friends, our personal awareness coaching with Natasha. But Stacy, we're going to have a change of plans for next week because 405 is going to be closed in both directions from Friday to Monday morning.
How far? I saw that sign, yeah, but I didn't know exactly where.
All lanes closed just south of Southeast 8th, south of Northeast 8th to Southeast 8th. So it's right in that last stretch of 405 where I would have to exit, where Natasha would have to exit. We won't be able to get there. Now, we probably could go outskirts and come around from other angles, and early in the morning, that probably won't be an issue. But getting out of here could be a problem later, and so I've just made an executive decision that when 405, I don't even remember when 405's been closed in both directions. I know weekend before last, I-5 was closed, three lanes going south. Only three lanes. It wasn't completely closed. I was over there on Saturday and had to get home, and the whole area was gridlocked. West side, east side, everywhere was gridlocked with three lanes of I-5 shut down. So I've decided there's no way that Natasha and I are going to try to get here and out of here next Sunday, so we're going to zoom in. So, Stacy, I think that means you get the Sunday off again, so you can stay at church a little longer.
Cool.
Because Nathan will answer the phones, and you can stay at church, and Natasha and I will zoom in and avoid all the traffic stuff. But Nathan, you'll have to figure out how to get here. Well, I guess you're south.
It actually
there.
doesn't affect you.
Won't affect you because you're in the south end. So.
Good news for those people that are on the south end of 405. What they're doing right there is adding another lane for each direction of 405 between Renton and Bellevue. So in the future, it'd be really beneficial for the commute on 405 in each direction.
Well, that would be nice.
On the south end,
that commute does need help.
Oh, man, I take that so much. That's my main commute and desperately needs another lane.
Well, and that's another issue that's been consistent for me the last 2 weeks. Now, I schedule my private sessions, and I schedule them in the middle of the day, you know, and I schedule so that the best times to travel. So I can, you know, I often get hung up coming home, but that's okay. I like, you know, a smooth sailing to get to my appointment, like sort of on time. But this last 2 weeks, It hasn't mattered where I'm going, what routes I'm taking, what time of day. Even all the places there's normally nothing have been jammed up, and it's been a nightmare to get places. Every single route. Like, I don't know, what was it, Thursday, I think? I had an appointment in Bellevue. Well, when I do Bellevue, that's like easy, because I just 522 and get on 405 and get off at Bellevue. And at the time of day I travel, there's nothing going on. Well, so I'm on my way to my appointment, and I get on 405 going south, and then oh, there's all these signs and alert stuff. And then it's totally gridlocked at Northeast 85th. Well, what happened? Well, these trucks got into an argument, and one dumped over and dumped a whole load of drywall all over 405.
Ooh.
And so all lanes except the commuter lanes were shut down. And by the time I get to drive through, you know, they'd righted the trucks and were cleaning up. But there are all these guys out there with brooms and stuff trying to sweep up all this drywall. So the whole freeway was white. And I couldn't imagine how long it would have taken them to with the brooms they're using to clean up the mess. But that's kind of just what it's been like, everybody, where it's been gridlocked and backed up. Did you have any trouble on your house call routes
last few weeks? I was blissfully unaware of all this trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So not Dr. Nils got all the good traveling. So speaking of that, anyway, let's... and by the way, we still would have time for a phone call or two if you want to give us a call at 425-373-5527. Let's go ahead and talk about I wanted to definitely talk about your YouTube channel, Dr. Nils, because sometimes you hear all these miraculous healing stories, you know, and some people say, oh, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, you know, and you're probably exaggerating and all of that. And then it occurred to me, we told the Newfie story. Well, all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. You don't have to just believe us, because Dr. Nils makes these phenomenal before, during, and after videos. So tell us about your YouTube channel.
Okay, so you can go find my YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and in the search bar, you can put in Nils, N-E-L-S, Rasmussen, R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N, and you should see a channel that's got, like, I don't know, 278 subscribers or something. I don't know. It's not a ton, but it's got some subscribers on it. And you go and you look at my videos. You can scroll down the list of videos, and there's one that has a picture of a brown, hairy thing. That's the
Newfie puppy.
Right. It's all kind of
hunched
up looking.
It doesn't look black as a puppy. You know, somehow the black hair can look red.
Yeah.
And that's a red or brown.
This is a brown one. And Daisy is still brown.
It's still brown. Still a brown Newfie.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And huge now. I don't know how much she weighs. She's great big. Anyway, she's an adorable dog, and it's a great video showing her progression from barely able to move at all to.
So you have it on film when she was a crippled little puppy,
yep,
and how bad it was.
Yeah.
So we can actually. So when you scroll down through the videos now, I know you used to. You've regrouped and redone a lot of the videos, but you used to have more than 50.
Yeah.
Before and afters.
I've got most of them up. So, you know, somewhere in there, probably in the area of about 40 videos that are still up and running. And, yeah, they're pretty fun to watch. Every now and then I remember, hey, I could go watch one of my videos.
So, like, the video that you'd find on the Newfie, it starts with her as a crippled puppy.
Right.
And then you, like, add segment. You, like, so every time you work on a patient, you take a video? Is that kind of so that you have them to string?
You know, I try.
Clients take them sometimes,
like, yeah,
that, huh?
Right, right. Sometimes I have people. Well, of course, some of my videos, I've never ever actually seen the animal in person. Right?
That's right. They're in another state or something. So you have the client do
it. So I have people send me a video before I even talk to them on the phone. And then I get to see what's going on. And then they send me other updates as time goes on. And, in fact, I've got a little dachshund that I'm getting close to being able to make a video on. This was a dachshund I worked on 8 years ago when it first got close to being paralyzed, could barely walk. And then we got it better pretty quickly. Now here we are 8 years later, and it hurt itself and paralyzed. And now it's 13, right?
Wow.
So, it's a slower process, but he's back up on his feet. He's moving around, and I'm sure this will make a great follow-up video for him. So,
well, you know, because that's why I always tell you when I'm talking to you, and because we often talk about Dr. Nels and Linda when they're not here. But I say, you know, your claim to fame when you first started was really these physical healings and mostly paralyzed dogs.
Yeah.
And no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 little treatments with you, and they're up and walking again. But when people hear that, it's like, really? Really? And I know that no one believes me when I tell them that, you know, we're going to address the barking as soon as I get there. And if all goes the way it's supposed to, we'll have the barking under control before I enter your house. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, yeah, Martha. Yeah. And I always hear from them, when you said that, I didn't believe you. But this is, what did you do with my dog, you know? but I'm sure it's the same thing when I say, you know, little hands-on treatment with Nels, yeah, and they're up and what's like, yeah, right.
I have people who make comments on the videos. Every now and then somebody will comment and they'll say, oh, this was just a trained dog. And I'm thinking, if I could train a dog to do that, I wouldn't be doing this business. I'd be in Hollywood.
I'd be training movie dogs. But really, so you have sometimes a comment
challenging the legitimacy of what they're actually seeing.
Wow. Amazing. But it's true. So that's why I wanted to spend some time talking about the YouTube channel, because you can go there anytime.
Yeah.
Search Nels Rasmussen on YouTube and you can watch these videos over and over and see what a difference it makes. And a lot of these paralyzed dogs, like you said, you've never had your hands on them because they're in different states or different countries.
Right.
Really amazing. And, it's all there before your eyes.
And here's what we do with those, and which you'll see on the video sometimes, and that is, unlike this show where it's what I think of as pure remote, where I tune in and just do the energy balancing, when I'm working with a client over in Florida or somewhere, they set up a computer or a phone or something so I can see their hands, and I guide them to touch the points as I'm doing my energy work, and they're touching them. It's like having me right there. It's getting all the...
So that mean like you're working through them, maybe?
Yeah, you could say that. I think my energy connections are direct with the animal.
Right.
And I can sense what's going on and what needs to be done. That's how it works. It's not a, you know, cookbook approach. It's what needs to be done in this moment.
Right.
But I'm guiding their fingers, so they're putting in sensory information into that animal's nervous system that I can't do because I'm over here in Washington and they're over there in Florida. So now they're doing that part for me. I guide them to do it and it just works great.
Yeah, because obviously the animals are getting better and that makes a huge difference. Well, I'll be darned. You mean we're getting interrupted?
We have a caller waiting on the line.
Well, I guess we better talk to him. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Having so much time and fun chatting with you guys, and I was going to get to Linda, but we'll get back to that. All righty. Please tell us, Nathan, where are we going and who are we talking to?
Let's head south towards Olympia, where Debbie is calling in with her 5-month-old puppy, Remy. Welcome to the show, Debbie and Remy. You're live with Martha Norwalk, Nels, and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, Debbie. Welcome to Animal World. What can we help you with?
I adopted a puppy. He came up from Texas, like a 2-day trip in a van with other puppies. And
I see a lot of those.
Because he won't go in the car. Like, he gets car sick. He's anxious. And we've been working with him, but it just seems like it's like a trauma in him.
Okay, now his name is Remy?
Correct.
And what kind of a dog is he? Do you think?
Pit bull lab mix.
Okay, so pit lab. And about how old are we thinking?
5 months.
A little over 5 months. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm getting details so that Nels can make a connection. So Remy, okay. Pit lab, about 5 months. What color?
Mostly black.
And, okay, so Nels has got the connection, so we're good.
Yep.
All right. So, How long have you had Remy, Debbie?
2 months.
Okay. And now, it's not unusual for dogs to have some issues riding in the car when they're puppies. Okay. Mm-hmm. They can get car sick just like kids. And so just so you know, on the surface of this, you can give a dog a child's dose of Dramamine. I had to take that when I was a kid. You know, I just get it over the counter, the pharmacy. I had to take Dramamine riding in the car when I was little because I'd get car sick. Same thing can happen to them, mm-hmm. and you can use that. Most get over it, you know, pretty quickly and so forth. But I can see with a puppy that's already traumatized from rescue in Texas, the dogs that are coming out of Texas, that's another one of my banes these days. And certainly the transportation, all that could be traumatizing enough. I'm thinking this is one of those cases that we may have nervous system stuck and all of that, and a reset with nails could be really helpful. So, all right, and now obviously you found something to work on with Remy.
Yes.
Is it consistent with fight-flight stuff?
Yes, and more. I mean,
and more, okay.
Yeah, there is something going on at the base of the skull, so, you know, potentially maybe got traumatized somehow to the neck, and so there's some balance issues there as well as the fight or flight. So that's what I've been working on here.
Yeah, so Debbie, I think it's just great that you called in because I think this is a really good way to start because it may be with Nell's balancing and straightening this out that then you can do some positive associations with the car and riding and so forth, and Remy will get it over it fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. If not, there's a lot more we can do. So once we'll see how he is this week after the treatment, and then you can always call me and Natasha back next Sunday because it's behavior training and healing, so I could talk to you more about how to get the puppy more comfortable with the car. But we could do that next week if you want to.
Okay.
And I should say that I have had many cases of dogs that were extremely anxious, and the anxiety would cause them to throw up. It wasn't so much car sick as anxiety sickness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so that's why this
balanced them out, and it got better.
That's
so,
why I'm thinking at that time here. And then we've had cases like, what was that? Someone that I knew, I think from Ananda, that I sent you, and they had been driving, and their dog jumped out of the window of the moving car.
Ooh.
I think it was the Chow dog. And remember, and so the dog wouldn't get back in the car and wouldn't ride in the car. It was really bad. And so George, the owner, because he knew me, contacted me and asked if, you know, I could help them. Well, it was one of those cases where it was, well, yeah, it's a good thing you asked me about it, but I'm just going to conduit here because what you need is a connection to Dr. Nils, because chances are this dog's, you know, nervous system stuck. Well, sure enough, George, you know, saw Nels, and resetting and balancing that dog solved the fear problem in the car, and the dog's no longer afraid to ride in the car.
Yeah.
Because of the, see, but that was one big trauma. So,
right.
So it looks like you've kind of finished.
I've got a good reset done here with little Remy.
All right. So now, what do you think? I would think that Debbie could have some emotion wrapped up with this puppy who's rescue and all of that. So
it
wouldn't hurt for Linda to do something, don't you think?
Right.
So Debbie, are you okay with Linda doing a little work with you?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to just think about Remy and the concerns you have about Remy. And then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of dread, the feeling of dread.
Ooh, dread. That brings up a charge.
And let's see, 1 minute here. So you're still thinking
those
dread.
Thinking dread.
Okay, and we're going to replace dread with the feeling of devotion. So now you're just thinking the word devotion.
Devotion.
And the number two, devotion, two. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as it's comfortable to do that. As soon as it becomes not comfortable, just let it go. Keep repeating, inhaling, holding the breath in, letting it go as soon as you need to, thinking devotion to, and your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead.
All right, Debbie, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you comfortably can, releasing it and replacing it as you need to, all while thinking devotion and the number two. Devotion number two. Hold your breath as long as you can.
Perfect, Debbie. Go ahead and breathe normally and release all the instructions. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head, looking down towards the floor, and then let your head rise to a comfortable place. And then go back in your thoughts to thinking about your concerns about Remy. And that is complete. And the affirmation I have for you is, I embrace the feeling of devotion.
I embrace the feeling of devotion. And a reminder to Debbie how she should use that.
Yeah, you'll want to be maybe writing this down where you can see it and speaking it out loud. Doing it a lot today, tomorrow, and the day after is most effective, and thinking it in your mind as often as possible. And it's just, we really want to keep coming back to the feeling of devotion.
All right. So, Debbie, you are tuned up. So is Remy. I'm just going to put in my personal two cents, and I think that it would be really good, Debbie, for you to consider maybe getting the at-home program, the reset program. Because I recommend this to all the people that are rescuing these dogs. I'm just seeing just so many basket cases out of Texas and Mexico right now that, you know, it really helps these dogs to be able to be regularly reset and stabilized. So you can check that out through Nell's website at healingministryforanimals.com. And then I want you can always contact Dr. Nell's off the air if you think more work is needed, or then depending on how Remy's doing this week and whether you notice any changes or not, wouldn't hurt for you to call in next Sunday and let me know what you've experienced and how Remy's doing, if there's still a need for more work. And then I could talk to you about some, you know, behavior modification stuff you could do on the car stuff. So does that all make sense to you, Deb?
Yep, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else you need to know from us before we let you go?
I don't think so.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling Animal World.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Time to take care of advertisers. And then, gosh, looks like we might get everything in today and current events. Well, we'll get to that. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Well, hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are truly winding down this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, golly, we heard again one more time from Dr. Nels. You can reach him at healingministryforanimals.com and click on the contact link, fill out a little form, and he always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can chat with him about your animal friends and see what you might set up. And of course, if you're interested in the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself program, just fill out that contact link and say, hey, I want to do it yourself, or I want to talk to you to see if that's good for us. And you can trust Dr. Nels. He's very honest. He's quite intuitive. He won't try to sell you stuff you don't need. He even makes deals sometimes. You know, he's a good, honest guy, so you can trust his advice. And he'll tell you if he doesn't think, well, like you said, Melvin didn't need anything today.
Yeah.
You know, so he'll let you know that. So it's safe to call him. All righty. And Linda as well. Now, let's go ahead while we have the time. Let's do current events. Alrighty, let's see. Speaking of all the entertainment stuff and what's going on a bunch of stuff on current events these days. Let's see. Well, we know from Linda Rasmussen, she's still giving away a free introductory session with her, which you can do in person at the Interspace Old Rainier Brewery facility or remotely. All you got to do is call or text her to get your free session, 206-841-1992. And gosh, bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett at McCollum Park. They got the kids' summer camps coming up, so you can check on that. But a new presentation. This sounds kind of cool. June in Bloom at Northwest Stream Center with Master Gardener Julie O'Donnell. It's going to be Saturday, June 25th at 10 a.m. Limited access. They're only allowing 15 people to participate. But it's only $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. She's going to teach all about the native plants and how to attract pollinators and butterflies really neat stuff. And then tours of the nature walk and seeing a lot of the nature plants. And I have some naturalized nature plants in my yard that I discovered at the Northwest Dream Center. And so you can check that out. You got to call and make a reservation, 425-316-8592. Positive Alliance got a lot of stuff going on these days, and they are giving away free ID tags and microchips this month. Now, there's, and all of this stuff is up on the Animal World website. Go to marthanorwalk.com, click on current events because you'll find the links there in current events. But there's a link for if you can't get to the in-person sites to get your free ID tags and microchips, they'll actually customize them and mail them to you. And there's a link to do that. So that's pretty cool. And then for the Saturday, June 25th, noon to 3, will be the free event where you can get free microchips and free custom ID tags. And they'll also be giving free ID tags at the Mariners Bark in the Park on June 27th. And golly, so then there's a spay and neuter clinic Thursday, June 30th, serving Yakima County, a link for that. The Ridwell Supply Drive is July 11th through the 22nd. Old Dog Haven Festival, Saturday, July 16th in Shoreline. And then save the date for Positive Alliance's annual auction will be from October 1st to 9th in the fall. Okay, let's see. Now, Fine Wines and Felines Meow's annual fundraiser is still going on virtually, and you can still join. It goes until the 18th. It culminates next Saturday, the 18th, at 6:30. So get on meowcatrescue.org, and you can participate in the silent auctions, and then the live auction, I think, is next Saturday. So that will be very fun. All righty, so that's kind of the lowdown for current events. Go to it online if you want all the links, because those are all posted up on the Animal World events or current events page. All righty then. Now, before we run out of time, and I want to mention that the Dr. Nels, besides all this other stuff we talked about, you also do another radio show.
I do.
So tell us about that.
Well, I'm on Mystic Radio, which is airs live Wednesdays at noon, and Robin and I work together to help solve people's or their pets' issues of the moment, and it's a great show. It's fast-paced. crazy fast-paced.
Yeah, it's I call slam dunk radio. They only have an hour, and they're popular, so they got to, you know, you got to work fast.
We work, you know, you get about 5 minutes of your own there. And it's the synergy.
But you work wonders in that time.
Between the two of us working together, and I kind of let her run the show because, first of all, it's her show, and she's the star, and she's really good. And for me, She knows when, you know, insert Nels here, and we get some really great work.
Well, and truly, I mean, the show is technically Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets. And of course, you know, Robin's been doing it for a very long time. And I do have to say, you know, I worked with lots and lots of psychics and mediums and intuitive people. But there just is no comparison to Robin Alexis. Yeah. Robin is something in and of herself and very, very special.
Yeah.
So, you know, she knows, you know, she really sees all this. So it makes total sense because she knows when you should start or she should start or if you can help. But you are not just working on animals. You're working, doing a lot of work on people because sometimes you have to open up the person for Robin to see what she needs to see.
Get the mud and crud out of the way and then everything comes clear.
So just so you know, the phone-in numbers are the same as this show. Now, but don't get confused because there's an encore presentation of Mystic Radio every Sunday after Animal World.
Right.
So if you want to hear what that show's all about, you just stay tuned here to KKNW and you'll hear last week's Mystic Radio. But it's not live, so you can't call in. If you want to call into the show, get the benefit of both Robin and Nell's input, then you got to work to get in on that show. And so what I tell everybody is, you know, call in, you know, right at noon before the show, just and then you'll get in the queue and they'll get to you during the hour. But if you wait to call in at the last minute, you're not going to get through.
It's challenging. I did have a new client I just started with who was driving down the road and she said, I've got to call in. And she called in and she got in. She was listening to me talking to somebody else and she says, oh my gosh, my dog needs Dr. Nels. and she got in. I thought it was a miracle. I told her so. I said, well, the fact that you got in, that was a miracle right there.
Well, and sometimes, you know, it is a miracle sometimes, but sometimes it's really divinely guided.
Yeah.
People are being guided to where they need to get the help.
She said that's what it felt like to her.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when it's truly guided and all of that, you know, everything just aligns and boom, you call and get in. So at any rate, you can listen to Mystic Radio, Past Life Peoples and Pets after Animal World. And you can call in every Wednesday, as long as it's a live show. And most of the time it is.
Yep.
And get a reading with both then. And Linda, of course, you can only find here on Animal World on the second Sunday of every month. She, of course, works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, and you can see her in person, and she works remotely. But from time to time, Linda, you do more than just private sessions with people, because sometimes you're teaching little workshops or seminars and stuff. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so pre-COVID, I occasionally had just a free demonstration, basically, where people could come in, learn about BEST, and see people receiving treatment and experience it themselves if they wanted to. Usually there's enough time for everybody. So as things are opening back up again, that will be
doing that sort of thing.
Back on my list of wonderful ways to engage with people.
And of course, we will be the first to know when you schedule these things, right?
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. So, gosh, thank you so much for you two spending your Sunday morning with us here and for all the wonderful help with the animals. And blessings to you, Dr. Nels, from the Hummers.
Oh, great.
But I just can't tell you. I mean, I've cried so many times, but the tears of joy seeing this little girl playing with her tongue and that it works and she's fully recovered and healthy. It's like, oh, my gosh. Okay. I can't wait to call Sarvi. I haven't had time to call him and tell him that she's fully recovered because I don't think they've seen that happen. But anyway, thank you. Thank you so much, Nathan. Thank you for all your good work. Stacy, thank you. And enjoy another week off next week because Natasha and I are going to have to Zoom in. And anybody else, 405 is closed both directions in Bellevue next weekend, Friday through Monday morning. And if you know what's good for you, stay completely away from the entire area. All righty. Love you all. Thank you. And golly whiz, have a great afternoon. And as always, I leave you with, do you want to go with this early, Nathan? Okay. Animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.